You know, we've been saying for the last few weeks, and it's so true, that our new building is about so much more than a new building. It's about God's mission in the world. It's about God's family. It's about our call to be salt and light, and it's about an opportunity to be partners with God. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Today, I'm going to preach the shortest sermon that I've ever preached in 30 years. It's just two words. The two words are, "I believe." If you believe, would you say those words with me? I believe. I believe that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I believe God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. I believe God said, "Let there be water, earth, and sky," and it was so. I believe God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees that bear fruit, all different kinds," and it was so. I believe God said, "Let the waters teem with living creatures. Let the birds fly above the earth, across the expanse of the sky. Let the land produce living creatures, wild animals, creatures that move along the ground, livestock." And God saw that it was good. I believe God said, "Let us make man in our own image." I believe he formed mankind out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I believe. If you believe, would you say it with me this morning? I believe. I believe that God called an idol worshiper named Abram and ordained him to be the father of all those who live by faith. I believe he is the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. I believe when God calls a dried up old man a father, he becomes a father. I believe when he calls a barren old woman a mother, she becomes a mother. I am fully persuaded that he is able to do what he has promised. I believe that in multiplying Abraham's children, God infinitely multiplies us. I believe that in blessing Abraham's children, God heaps blessings upon us. I believe his blessings overtake us and they remain with us. I believe that he blesses us in the city. I believe he blesses us in the country. I believe he blesses our children and our work and our investments and our assets. I believe he blesses everything we touch. I believe he blesses our cupboards and our pantry. I believe he blesses our going out and our coming home again. I believe he makes us the lender and not the borrower. I believe that he makes us the head and not the tail, always at the top and never at the bottom. I believe he blesses those who bless us and curses those who curse us. I believe that through us, God will bless all the families of the earth. Yes, I believe. If you believe, would you say it with me this morning? I believe. I believe that God causes a seed to produce a 100-fold return in a drought. I believe he makes room for us in hostile places and causes us to live at peace among our enemies. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I believe he chooses the underdog, the younger and the weaker son. I believe that he guides the wayward son. I believe that he prospers the defrauded son. I believe that he perfects the character of the deceiving son. I believe that he welcomes home the prodigal son. Yes, I believe. I believe that God makes some men to be dreamers of dreams. I believe he gives wisdom to interpret dreams and to act on dreams. I believe he leads from the pasture to the pit, from the pit to Potiphar's house, from Potiphar's house to the prison, and from the prison to Pharaoh's palace. I believe that what the enemy has meant for evil in our lives, God is able to take and turn for good and to use for the salvation of many. Yes, I believe. If you believe, would you say it with me? I believe. I believe that God raises up divinely called and divinely gifted leaders in troubled times. I believe that suffering with the people of God is better than enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season. I believe that suffering disgrace for the sake of Christ is of greater value than all the treasures of Egypt. I believe that when God calls a stutterer a spokesman, he becomes a spokesman. I believe that God will keep us safe in Goshen while he shames the illegitimate gods of this world. I believe that the blood of the Lamb spares alive everyone who takes refuge under its cover. I believe that God makes the Egyptians pay up the back due wages they have withheld from us. I declare over Harvest Time Church that this is a season when what has been wrongfully withheld from you is going to be released over you. I believe that God blocks Pharaoh's army and he opens a corridor in the midst of the sea. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. If you believe, say it with me this morning. I believe. I believe that the angel of the Lord camps around those who fear him and he delivers them. I believe he heals bitter water. I believe he delivers bread on the morning dew. I believe that he brings forth rivers out of rocks. I believe that he prevents any and every kind of sickness and disease. I believe that he gives longevity of life and strength and vitality and eyesight. I believe that he shades us from the scorching sun of the day and comforts us with light and warmth at night. He who watches over you never gets drowsy. He never falls asleep. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He'll watch over your life forevermore. I believe that the Lord is compassionate and slow to anger, abounding in love, faithful to 1,000 generations of those who love and serve him. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, God. Yes, I believe. If you believe, would you say it with me this morning? I believe. I believe that God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. I believe that if he speaks, he will also act. I believe that if he promises, he will also do it. I believe he carefully watches over his word to perform it, for the vision awaits for an appointed time. It speaks of the end, and it will not prove false. Though it tarries for a little while, wait for it. It will certainly come without delay. Be of good cheer. I believe God, and it shall be as he told me. I believe that if he's blessed us, it cannot be changed. I believe that the Lord our God is with us, that the shout of our King is among us, that no sorcery or divination can be brought against us. I believe that we will rouse ourselves like a lion who will not rest until he has devoured his prey. If you believe with me, would you say it this morning? I believe. I believe that God will cause us to inherit all the promises that he made to our fathers. I believe that he'll cause us to inherit the promise he made to Ray and Patty Tate in 1983, that there is a great harvest in Greenwich, Connecticut, and in these surrounding communities. I believe he is the captain of the host, the angel armies of heaven. I believe that he will give us supernatural strategies to take this land, Jericho first and Jordan flooded. I believe that he has called us to forego the incremental and to go for the incredible. I believe he'll drive out our enemies without raising a sword or our bow. Through our God, we shall do valiantly, for it is he who tramples down our enemies. They'll come at us in one direction, and they'll run away from us in 7 directions. If God be for us, who can be against us? If you believe, would you say it with me this morning? I believe. I believe that God hears our cries for mercy, even when we're in the middle of our own self-inflicted crises. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them and delivers them from their trouble. I believe that when God calls a scaredy cat a mighty man of valor, he becomes a mighty man of valor. I believe he turns zeros into heroes. I believe that nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by a few. I believe that God orchestrates as it turned out and just thens for us. I believe that he bestows 3 weeks of provision in a single day and a year's worth of provision in 3 months. I believe he causes men of noble character to notice us, to value us, to protect us, to create new positions just to accommodate us, to promote us. I believe he leads Ruths to their Boazes and Boazes to their Ruths. I believe that God looks on the heart while men look on the outside. I believe that when he calls a shepherd boy a king, he becomes a king. I believe he knocks down giants with a single smooth stone. I believe that he is high and lifted up, and that the train of his glory fills the temple. I believe that he gives wisdom and understanding to the simple. I believe that God commands provision over us, whether by ravens or widows or angels. I believe he performs miracles never seen before. I believe he answers with fire from heaven at the time of the evening sacrifice. I believe he speaks sometimes in a still, small voice. And I believe that he rides on the wind in chariots of fire. I believe that God can stretch a single cup of flour to last 3 people for 3 years. I believe his oil is in this house, and I believe it will not run out until he meets every need and fills every empty vessel. I believe he heals spoiled soup and multiplies the dinner rolls. I believe he floats loans that have sunk underwater. I believe that he blinds our enemies while their eyes are still wide open. I believe that the sound of our worship sends our enemies into confusion. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I believe that our battle belongs to the Lord. I believe that the angels fighting for us are greater than those that are fighting against us. For he shall command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Even the least among us has been assigned an angel whose face is always looking at God in heaven, waiting for him to give the nod to come to our aid. I believe that the sound of angels' marching feet causes our enemies to go into a panic. Yes, I believe. If you believe, would you say it with me this morning? I believe. I believe he makes burned up stones live again. I believe he makes dried up bones walk again. Behold, he makes all things new. I believe that if we're unfaithful to him, he is still faithful to us because he cannot deny himself. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies are new every morning. I believe that if we, his people, the ones who are called by his name, humble ourselves and pray and seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, then he will forgive our sins and heal our broken land. I believe that he bestows upon us uncommon wisdom to flourish in Babylon. I believe that he gives our children supernatural academic ability. I believe he'll give us favor with kings. I believe that he'll shut the lion mouths. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you shall fail. I believe that he is the fourth man in our fiery furnace. I believe that history is his story. I believe that he is the Lord of the nations. I believe that one day his kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Yes, I believe. If you believe, would you say it with me this morning? I believe. I believe that in the beginning always was the Word. I believe the Word always was with God and always was God. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. I believe that Jesus is the true light that gives the light of human conscience and consciousness to every man. I believe that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I believe that Jesus Christ emptied himself, became a servant, and came to earth in a body of human flesh. I believe he was born of a virgin named Mary. I believe he lived a life of sinless perfection. I believe he showed us what God is really like. No one has ever seen God, but Jesus, the one and only, has made him known to us. Jesus loved like no one else has ever loved. He taught like no one else has ever taught. He performed miracles like no one had ever done before. I believe that Jesus relieves the poor. I believe that he releases the captives. I believe that he restores sight to the blind and rescues the bruised. I believe that nothing is impossible with God. I believe he turns wash water into hundreds of gallons of fine wine. I believe he hides coins in the fish's mouths. I believe he breaks nets and sinks boats with blessings. I believe he fed 4,000 men with 7 dinner rolls, and he fed 5,000 men with 5 dinner rolls. I believe that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. I believe he freely laid down his life. No one took it from him. He gave his life. He died on a Roman cross. I believe that he rose again on the third day, defeating death, hell, and the grave. And having disarmed the demonic powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. I believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world. I believe he is the way, the truth, and the life. I believe he is the door to salvation. I believe he is the beautiful shepherd. I believe he is the true vine, the bread of life, and the light of the world. I believe that salvation cannot be found in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given unto men by which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. I believe he receives everyone who comes to him in humility and repentance and faith, and he saves them to the uttermost. That means you don't get just a little bit better. That means you get all the way better. I believe he makes us into new creations. I believe he transforms our inner nature and character. I believe he pours his love inside of our hearts through the Holy Spirit. I believe he gives us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. I believe he strengthens us in our innermost being with strength from the Holy Spirit. I believe he makes us more than conquerors in this life. I believe that he has given us authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil. I believe that if we have faith like a little mustard seed, we can say to this mountain called Phase 2, "Be thou removed," and it shall move. Yes, I believe. If you believe, would you say it with me this morning? I believe. I believe he appeared to various groups for 40 days after his resurrection, even appearing to more than 500 at one time. I believe that he ascended to heaven and sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. When he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and he gave gifts to men. I believe that Jesus ever lives to make intercession for us. He is our great high priest who has compassion on our human weakness. I believe he gives us mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. I believe that he poured out the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, and they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I believe that Jesus is the head of the church, his body, his bride, his family, his temple made of living stones. I believe that Jesus loves the church. I believe that Jesus will build his church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against us. I believe we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. I believe that God chooses simple people to confound the wise. I believe he chooses weak people to shame the strong, lowly, despised, inconsequential people, to bring to nothing the powers that be, so that no one may boast before him. It is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. I believe he has hidden his treasure in earthen vessels, to prove that the all-surpassing power comes from Him alone. I believe that He resists the proud, but gives more grace to the humble. Yes, I believe. If you believe, would you say it with me this morning? I believe. I believe that these commitment cards are an invitation to enter into partnership with Him and to jump into His economy. I believe He is able to make all grace abound to us so that at all times we have everything we need to abound to every good work. I believe Jesus' own promise that if we give, He will give back to us a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. He will cause men to pour into our lap. I believe He gives bread to the eater and seed to the sower. I believe that when we give to the poor, we lend to the Lord and He will repay us. I believe that when we give to God's work on earth, we are laying up treasure in heaven. I believe He will open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing over Harvest Time Church in the next 3 years that we're not going to be able to contain it. I believe He will do exceedingly, abundantly above what we could ask or even imagine. I believe He is the Alpha and the Omega. I believe He is the author and the finisher of my faith. He is the beginning and the end of my journey. I believe He will bring to perfection the good work that He began in me. He knows the way that I take, and when He has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I believe He gives beauty for ashes and joy instead of mourning. He makes everything beautiful in His time. I believe that Jesus is coming again, just like He said. I believe that the trumpet will sound, that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and that we who remain alive will be changed in the blink of an eye and caught up together to meet Him in the air. I believe that every eye shall behold Him, and all the nations of the earth will mourn because of Him. I believe that one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. I believe in the New Jerusalem, the city of the living God. I believe there is a river whose streams make glad the people of God. I believe in thousands and thousands of angels in joyful assembly. I believe there is a book in heaven, and my name is written in it, and your name is written in it. I believe in the resurrection of the dead, both the righteous and the unrighteous. I believe in the great white throne of judgment. I believe that every man will stand before Him and give an account. I believe that the righteous judge of the earth will always do right. I believe in the Bema seat of Christ. I believe that He will reward us for every faithful act of love and service and giving. I believe that the souls of righteous men will be made perfect. I believe that we shall ever be with the Lord, where there are pleasures at His right hand forevermore. I believe in heaven. I believe in hell. I believe in the new earth. Yes, I believe. If you believe, would you say it with me this morning? I believe. I believe that these are the last days. I believe in the latter rain. I believe in Azusa Street. I believe in the Pentecostal outpouring. I believe in the Pentecostal revival. I believe in the Pentecostal movement. I believe that this harvest is the end of the age. I believe in Harvest Time Church. I believe that phase two is God's project. I believe that this is God's perfect timing for me and for you and for phase two. And I believe that all things are possible for him who believes. This is my faith. And I came to tell you this morning that I believe. If you believe, I want you to get on your feet. And I want you to give Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, a great big praise in this place. Come on, let's give Him a praise. Hallelujah! 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 Come on, tell them, I believe!